new fucking episode. Don't stop what you're doing because this one actually fucking matters. I know the past, 10 fucking episodes has just me going from, oh my God, look guys, I'm so happy, to, oh my God, look guys, I hate my fucking life, I want to die, don't know what to do about it. Well, finally, and I mean, I have shit to talk about, but it's just the typical, I love my life, I hate my life shit. So today, we are going to react to this video that just popped up in my fucking recommended called White Boys Ruin Hip-Hop Culture by Madison Brown. This is a perfect time to do this because if you don't know, yesterday I went to a Cardi concert and there was a plethora of people, all shapes and sizes. But it wasn't a jarring ratio, but there were many people of European descent there. So I just want to see what she got to say about it. My thoughts on it, are they doing it? No, they're not ruling in the culture. Rap is the new rock and roll. Everyone is a part of it. There are more white people in the USA. So of course, it when rap is becoming faster and faster, is not faster and faster, but when rap is becoming very quickly the biggest genre in the fucking world, of course, the majority of people in the country of origin will be fans of it, you know? I mean, I think it's just an of course thing. Why wouldn't white people like rap? This isn't the same rap that was back in the 90s where the only fucking subject matter was, damn, the cops hate us. Niggas are gonna hate me for this one. Bro, I don't listen to 90s rap. I don't know shit about Tupac or any of them other niggas. I know Appetite of Destruction or Appetite for Destruction by NWA, and that's it. That's the only 90s hip-hop song I listen to, you know, on a daily basis. That's it. Everything else, not for me. I don't even listen to 2000s rap. That shit is not for me. I listen to 80s punk, 90s grunge, a little bit of glam rock, a lot of psychedelic 60s rock, and just everything from now. Everything from now. So, without further ado, listen to this ad. All right, new video, White Boys Ruin Hip-Hop Culture. Let's watch it. That's her music. That's just her intro. Okay. Okay. So she showed a clip of Aminé playing what's that shit called? Caroline. You know, Killa, West Side, nigga. Hey. And like they all said it, bro, I made a video just like this. It's she copied me. She copied me. Cause I started I made a video called Who Can Say the N-Word. And I started it off with that infamous Kendrick Lamar moment when he brung a white girl on stage to sing Mad City. And she was like, "Where you from, nigga?" Like, what you it was funny though. But so she showed that clip of Aminé doing the West Side, nigga, and all the fans said it, and he was pissed. And then she showed another clip of Aminé doing the same song, but it's a Tiny Desk, an NPR Tiny Desk concert, and he was like, if you're not black, don't say it. So, I mean, let's just, you already know my thoughts on Who Can Say the N-Word. Very simply, I'll say, the word does not mean what it used to mean. If a 60-year-old white woman is yelling that word at me, obviously, she means to say it with negative intent. But if my friend Jimmy is singing Mad City, I know he's not saying it to be racist. He's saying it because it's in the song. Tyler said the F word a lot before, I say 2017. And I'm a fan of that nigga. So I was saying that word as well, but I wasn't going out there calling gay people the slur. I wasn't going out there doing that. I was just saying it because it was in the song. I wasn't walking around saying it. I was just copying that nigga. And that's what all these white kids are doing. These white kids love the Jews. They don't give a fuck. They want to see you dab. They want to see you pop a pill. They want to see you tatted from your face to your heel. And somewhere deep down, fuck it, I gotta keep it real. They want to be black and think your song is how it feels. So let's just react to this real quick. I feel like y'all can't hear it. Let me get a little closer. Y'all heard it, but we're a little closer now. So let's just watch this. And it's 23 minutes, so I'm trying not to say too much. Basically stealing her fucking content.
Over and over again, I am constantly reminded of how hip-hop culture and rap has just been completely gentrified and taken over by suburban white boys. I'm painfully reminded...
Don't say gentrified. Like a bunch of white niggas popped up and started and became like the top of the rap charts. You say gentrified, like that's, is that what it means? I thought gentrified meant a bunch of white people move in, right? And they change up all the shops and shit. I don't care. That's not, you're saying it wrong.
Of this every time I go on TikTok, anytime I think.
She's not saying it wrong. Look, I'm gonna stop pausing.
Going to see hip-hop artists live because I just know there's no point in going because I'm going to be surrounded by a bunch of
I made it to the front. Suicide boy. I said
I feel like once
exception, this is Utah and this is an underground rap festival, so niggas like Zilla Kami are there and Suicide Boys. It's an underground rap festival, it's not mainstream, and it's fucking Utah.
Cloud rap really started to pop off, and maybe even a bit before then, white boys and hip-hop, specifically trap music, just came together and created an absolute monster. It seems like most mainstream hip-hop artists cultivate this overwhelmingly white male fan base, and it's so bizarre to me. Like, obviously hip-hop is good, it should be enjoyed by all people no matter what race or color or gender, but it's just overwhelmingly white males, and I can't.
Rap/hip-hop is also the pop music of today, so I understand that a majority of young people listen to this genre, which is a major factor. She put that there.
I can't shake it. It bothers me. And I'm not saying this just because, oh, well, you know, only black people can listen to hip-hop. That's not what I'm saying. But I think there should be an ounce of gatekeeping that we hold on to, because it's not just white boys listening to hip-hop music, it's white boys hijacking hip-hop and just, like, completely infiltrating hip-hop and black spaces to the point where it's like...
You remember when I was in high school, I used to, like, be one of those guys who would see someone with a Nirvana shirt and be like, oh, yeah, name the members. Shit like that. Name three songs. I used to be one of them niggas. Now it's memed on. Now it's like I'm annoying. Sometimes I see people with shirts and be like, they don't fucking listen to Metallica. They don't listen to Def Leppard. They don't know shit about Pink Floyd. and I'm just like, okay, I'm not gonna press them anymore. It's just like, I get it. The shirt is cool. I'm not gonna freak out over it. Now, if you're a real fan of some shit, I would know if you would have, like, some shit you can only get if you look it up specifically. Other than, like, the Nirvana shirts you find at Target and shit. Anyone can get a Nirvana shirt today because it's everywhere. Anybody can get, like, a Def Leppard or a Metallica shirt because they're everywhere. But, like, Joy Division, I've only ever seen those in a record store or online.
Actually, like, it's lame. So before we get on to the rest of this video, I just wanted to give a shout out to Ana Luisa for sponsoring this video. I've worked with Ana Luisa before and I really enjoy their products. They make great jewelry. I'm currently wearing
the- fuck Ana Luisa, fuck Ana Luisa, fuck Ana Luisa. Let's get into it.
So that I gone to by myself. And I was like, oh, you know, I'm gonna be with my people, like, it should be fun. No, bitch, I was not with my people. I was with the Chads and the Brads and their vapes. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, I looked down, just a bunch of miscellaneous vapes of all variations. Also, keep in mind, I wasn't really on social media like that.
It's an ad playing, but I'll talk over it as it's going.
His life has changed.
So, she says she went to a concert and she thought she was going to be with her people, but then it ended up being a bunch of white people and she didn't like it. My thing to that is, like, you're being gatekeepy right now. I know you started the video saying that you don't want to be gatekeepy, but you are being gatekeepy. If you don't like rap now, then just say you don't like it. If you don't like the culture, say you don't like the culture, but don't say that white people are ruining it.
That a lot of Brockhampton fans were white guys, so I'm sure some of y'all in the comments are gonna be like, what did you expect?
What did you expect? The first person I ever saw in a Brockhampton shirt was a white girl. Her name was like Callie or some shit, bro. What are you talking about?
But I didn't know. And they, like, were just starting to, like, pop off at this point, so I really had no idea.
90% of the band is white. What do you mean you didn't know? I'm just playing.
I was just going in blind. Anyway, it's not that I can't coexist amongst white men. It's just, you know, I choose not to go into a room where it's a majority white males, like, jumping up and down and screaming. Like, it's just, it's not a very inviting environment for someone like me. Can you understand?
I understand, but is that white people's fault or is it Brockhampton's fault? See, that Cardi concert showed me a lot of things. First of all, it showed me exactly how to fuck people, how the Astral World tragedy happened. It showed me exactly how that shit happened. But I'm not going to get into it. What it also showed me is that, and then, you know, the day after, when I listened to all of Ken Carson's discography, because I only know like two of the songs he played, but what it showed me is that this is the shit they created. They made this rage mosh pity culture. They made this take drugs until you too fucked up to even think about anything culture. They made this shit. White people just followed, bro. It's because we're cool. Everything we do, they follow. I'm not trying to act like we're the, you know, like the cream of the crop and shit, but we are the culture and we have been for a long time. All of this Y2K shit is literally just like Juicy Couture, black. Baby Fat, black. I don't even want to go through all of it because I don't know all of it, honestly. But a lot of it is just, it's just black culture that niggas didn't even realize were cool until, you know, 20 years later. But it's not the white fans' fault. Because if it was just a bunch of black dudes moshing, it would be the same. It wouldn't be any different. What would be different about it? They were still saying, nigga, the shit I went to. What would be different?
Especially because, like, the way white boys turn up, there's no rhythm. They're just jumping and screaming with their phones in the air.
That's exactly what it was at the concert. I'm sorry, I don't go to many concerts. What is it supposed to be like, Madison Brown? What is it supposed to be like? What do you mean? How are we supposed to celebrate? I was dancing and shit. Nigga, it was a little too crowded to be, you know, I don't know, getting sturdy and shit. I don't know what you want. I don't know what you want. What is your idea of dancing or getting hype at a Brockhampton concert? I get it. You probably want your slow songs to play and shit. Nobody was doing that, though, at my shit. But the thing is about my shit is Cardi, the whole discography is just hype shit. He didn't play any self-titled shit. He didn't play any dialect shit. It was just Whole Lotta Red. And Whole Lotta Red is just full of rage shit and rage beats and all of that shit. So what do you want, Madison Brown?
Soul to it, and it's just like, okay, this is, like, lame. you know? Even though I feel some people may think this is like a hot take or they might find this offensive, the colonization of Black culture and Black music is nothing new. Like, this has been happening for ages. I'm gonna talk about rock and roll briefly later on in this video, but just like rock music was created by Black people and then completely hijacked by white people, it's happening to hip hop. It's the same. So
I'm sorry, I low key hate how people always say that. I hate how people like. I'm sure it is. I haven't done any research on it. I'm sure a Black dude in his basement made a rock song and he was the first person to ever do it. But come on now. You can't discredit like glam rock of David Bowie and fucking the Beatles and all of that shit just because one Black dude made it a long time ago before anybody else. It's the same with a band called Death. They're good. They're good. They're good. But, you know, I like Black Flag more. You know what I mean? It's like, they're good, but don't discredit everyone else just because they did it first. Like, come on. Who put it on the map, though? Who put it on the map? That's my thing. But, yes, we should continue saying that a Black dude made rock. We should continue saying that. It's important for us.
It's really nothing new, but what really gets on my nerves is the fact that when white kids interact with Black art, it's oftentimes met with disrespect. It would be one thing if they, you know, listen to the music, they respect it, and they understand where it comes from and appreciate the people who make it, but that's really not the case a lot of the times. I think a perfect example of this is the reaction to Rico Nasty when she was opening for Playboi Carti like the other week.
Rico didn't come to our concert. Okay, hold on. How is this one example an entire disrespect of Black art? Do them niggas have to love every single Black artist in the fucking world? Because you're making it seem like you said they don't respect Black art. And the example you used was them wanting to see Playboi Carti and then seeing Rico Nasty. I know, they make the same type of music, but there's a big difference between a woman making it and a man making it. I like Rico. She's cool. I don't listen to all of her music. I listen to the Kenny Beats album, and that's really it. And iPhone. I like iPhone and her feature on Ringtone by 100 Gex. But, I mean, they could have just not liked Rico. I'm sure they don't hate her. I'm sure it was just like a stupid Coil Ray type shit thing. Where whenever, oh God, it's a woman, she's gonna talk about her pussy, it sucks. I'm sure it was just that stupid shit. But you can't fucking say that it's all disrespect to all Black art just because a couple of white kids don't like Rico Nasty. Because that's fucked up. That's like saying, because I don't like Taylor Swift, that disrespect to white art.
It's just completely mind-blowing and nonsensical because it's Rico Nasty. Like, if I saw Rico Nasty, bitch, I'd be losing my mind. Imagine booing Rico
Nasty. Not everybody's gonna lose their mind at Rico Nasty, though. You can't say that. It's not a disrespect to Black art just because you like Rico and some other people don't. It's just like the Coil Ray shit. They weren't fucking racist because they didn't like Coil Ray. They just didn't like her. That's it.
Nasty on the stage. Like, that is truly clown behavior, and y'all should be embarrassed of yourselves. And I would be embarrassed as Playboi Carti because if I have my opener come out and my fan base is booing them off the stage, what the f*** does that say about me and the kind of people I attract to my music? Like, obviously, Playboi Carti makes...
Wait, hold on.
Nasty, bitch, I'd be losing my mind. Imagine booing Rico Nasty off the stage. Like, that is truly clown behavior, and y'all should be embarrassed of yourselves. And I would be embarrassed as Playboi Carti because if I have my...
Yeah, of course. Yeah, he deserves all the hate. Like, I'm actually being serious. I'm not fucking... I like Carti, but that nigga fucking... He sucks as a person. Like, he actually, that nigga sucks, bro. I'm not even gonna talk about the shit he's done, but he, first, I'm not even gonna get into it.
Opener come out and my fan base is booing them off the stage. What the f- does that say about me and the kind of people I attract to my music? Like, obviously, Playboi Carti makes great music, but I would really be, like, reconsidering, like, okay, who am I making music for if these are the kinds of people who show up to my concerts? Like, that's just, that's embarrassing. And I'm so sorry to Rico Nasty. And it's not even just, like, white people mistreating black artists.
That's not the same, though. You can't say that. Here, I got an example. The clip of the black dude showing up to Pop Hunter's concert, taking his fucking mic and saying, you don't even know how to do the shit right. And then doing the Corvette dance in front of him while taking the fucking mic, singing the song and shit. Is that a disrespect to black art as well? No, they just didn't fucking like Pop Hunter there.
This is also misogyny. Like, because...
It is. Like I said, it's the Coil Ray shit, but it's not fucking white boys ruining hip hop and disrespect to black art. It's literally them just being misogynistic and hating every woman.
Hip hop is so male dominated. Of course, a bunch of ignorant white boys who just listen to Cardi to turn up, they don't understand, one, how important and how talented Rico Nasty is, but also how disrespectful it is to do something like that for some reason, because right, they have no home training.
Facts.
And how, like, stupid it makes them look.
Facts.
Like, how dare you? The misogyny in hip-hop is real. That's not something facts that we don't know.
Facts.
I mean, I think what makes the white hip-hop head combination so lethal is the fact that there is not only, like, racism, but also misogyny.
What the fuck? You can't just say that it's the white, just, you can't just say that it's just the white fans doing that. I'm sure everyone was doing that shit, bro. You can't do that. You can't just look at one clip and say all white fans of hip hop are disrespectful to black art and they're racist and misogynistic just because they didn't like Rico Nasty being there. I got a fucking example. Remember when Drake showed up to that Tyler concert and everybody went to Frank Ocean and everybody just booed? Are they fucking racist because they didn't like Drake there? No, they just wanted somebody else. It's the same situation with this one. They wanted Cardi and someone else came out. They didn't like that. They wanted Cardi. Same with the fucking Drake shit. They didn't want Drake there. But they're not fucking racist and it's not disrespectful to black art just because they wanted one person and someone else showed up.
How dare you? The misogyny in hip-hop is real. That's not something that...
You already saw this part.
Female rappers already get disrespect from
they
other
do
black men within the hip-hop world.
Facts. Okay, you know what? We're not going to finish that video. I don't want to see it anymore. Plus, this episode is like 30 minutes long. And the video is like 23 minutes long. So it's going to be like an hour and a half episode. I'm not trying to do all that. Look, very simply, there are more white people in the country. And this is the most popular genre in the world. Country of origin, America. Of course. It's not racist and disrespectful to black art. Because I don't know. What did she say? That she showed the one example of people hating on Rico at the Cardi concert and said that that is a disrespect to black art, misogynistic, and racist. It's misogynistic. I don't see how it's racist because everyone was doing it, not just the fucking white kids there. Also, there are plenty of examples of people wanting one person to show up at a concert and another. So that it doesn't fucking, you can't do that. You can't use that as an example. At the Tyler concert, they wanted Frank Ocean, but Drake showed up and they booed him. Is that the white kids being disrespectful to black art and racist? No, they just didn't want Drake to be there. Same with Rico, they didn't want her to be there. Same with Coil Ray, they just don't like her. So it's not a disrespect to black art, especially when half the people there are black. You can't just say shit like that. I understand her just hating it, but she can't start the video off by saying she's not going to be racist or gatekeepy, and then just be gatekeepy. Look, at the end of the day, we're the biggest, not biggest, the most influential culture in this country. So we can't just be shocked when the majority of the country wants to follow us. So, you know, it's just, It's just what it is, bro. If you don't want to be in it, then don't be in it. Be an old head and listen to fucking, you know, Lauryn Hill, old shit. But you can't just hate that most of the kids in the country like one thing. And it just happened to be white. Because, like, I don't know the statistics, but I would assume, like, 60% of the fucking country's white. And if we're the most popular genre and the most influential culture in the country, of course. But that's it. That's been the Fourth Dimensional Podcast, bro.